Hello. Welcome to the post TFCon podcast panel. Set up in progress. It's done. We're going to talk about some stuff. You got to come up here, by the way. I have a thing.
Come up here. Thing.
But thank you for coming by. There is nothing else to do. So I'm glad you guys decided to prolong your convention experience rather than, you know, accept its end and go to eat food. We don't need to eat food. I brought nuts.
Yes.
We're all good.
Oh.
Where did I put them? Here they are. Anyway, where is the... You there with the backpack.
Oh, hi.
I have a little thing I want to finish with you.
Okay.
He's going to keep asking about minutes and... Wait, they're made of seconds? I'm not sure. How does this work?
So we had a discussion the other night about card games.
Uh-huh.
And it was a large part of our interaction was the card game.
I don't remember this.
So I wanted to give you a souvenir of the convention to remind you of the card game.
Okay.
So please pass to him this very valuable card.
Oh, it's shiny.
It's a character card of Sergeant Cup.
I love it.
It's the best card in the game.
Awesome. Is it really?
Yeah, with that, you can start your deck-building experience, and you can become an excellent Transformers the TCG player.
Who did the art on these?
Marcelo Mater.
Okay, it looks great.
Yeah, you'll notice there's no credits.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No problem.
That's very kind of you.
I wanted you to remember, because a gentleman over there dressed up as Spider-Man Noir, but in red,
wow.
has handed... Yeah. Sorry.
What is that reaction?
He handed me, like, three Sergeant Cups, and by handed, I mean he just dropped them in my bag like one might, I don't know, just poop in someone's window.
Nice.
So I wanted to pass them on to all of you.
It's not a Cosmos, is what you're saying.
Exactly, it's not a Cosmos.
Well, yeah, what is the worst character?
Sergeant Cup.
Yeah, Sergeant Cup.
I'm obviously ignorant.
That's all right. This is a bit that was really funny to me for the last 20 minutes. I didn't tell anybody.
I don't know if anybody was at our little thing, but we basically had a segment of our show where we pulled a joke on somebody and gave him a suitcase to try and open that was designed to never open. So it's all good. I deserve it. I was there for that, FYI.
I was there for that.
Yeah, I saw you. Thanks.
I know there was contention.
That was a great podcast, by the way. Yeah. Or the great panel.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. So hands down.
Thank you. I appreciate the support on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say Autopod.
Autopod.
Decepticast podcast. There's a lot of consonants going on.
You don't have to say podcast.
Okay. Autopod Decepticast.
Correct. Thank you.
But not podcast.
Right.
Okay. I got it.
It is a podcast.
By the way, that's who's on that end of the table now that we're introducing ourselves.
Hello. Hi.
We've got a lot of podcasts here.
Do we do names?
Yeah. I'm Caleb Carter. I'm with the Autopod Decepticast. You can say APCD.
Oh, wait. I think it's APDC.
APCD.
Okay, whatever.
APDC.
I'm Aaron from the Autopod Decepticast.
I'm Eric from Steel City Bots.
Hang on a second. We can't have two.
Yeah.
Wait a second!
We have two Aarons.
Yeah, that late.
Yes.
Three.
I'm going to congratulate your grandma.
No, Eric.
Eric. Okay.
Eric is the meaty middle.
Yeah, Aaron.
I thought he said Aaron just now, and I was like, did I miss something?
Although, if we're going to follow the rules, the two Aarons should probably switch sides so that there are no podcasters sitting next to each other. Because you two know each other and you'll riff directly off of each other.
Yeah. The Aaron's probably...
Do whatever you want.
Don't worry, you're fine. You won't notice, even. It'll be like there's an Aaron on either side of you.
It's my security blanket.
It's a weird thing we thought of one year, and we kind of like doing this. We like to mix up all the podcasts, just make them sit next to strangers. It's like what you do in kindergarten, except that in kindergarten everyone's a stranger because they're 5 years old.
And then they have the neat squares on the floor, too, that you can pick one.
That's actually under the chairs. You can't see it. Anyway, we should resume the intros. So, Aaron, you introduced yourself already. So, over here from the Autopod Decepticast, we've got...
Oh, I'm Aaron.
Okay.
Caleb, then Aaron. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Jeremy from Transmissions.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Yoshi from Transmissions.
Where's Daryl? There's Daryl from Transmissions.
I'm Diecast from Radio Free Cybertron. And if you follow me on Twitter, at Diecast2, I've been tweeting... the whole weekend, and I hashtagged TFCon Chicago if you want to check out anything that I'm sure other people are using that hashtag also. It's the official hashtag. But if you want to check out any photos from this weekend, go to hashtag TFCon Chicago, because that's super important. And I want to thank all the fans that have come up to me during the show and for telling me that there are two tabs on the quietus, that tab into quietus. The back leg, quietus. Well, I was saying quintus.
You're saying it wrong.
Yeah, I keep saying it. I can't get it right. But I did flip those tabs, and unfortunately, I still need the cockpit lube, so...
Okay, look, this is... You gotta stop with this base toilet humor nonsense, all right?
Just eat your nuts.
Listen, I'm eating my nuts because I like them, all right? Not because you're telling me to do it. Him and me got a dialogue about lubrication, cockpits, nuts, mouth, etc., etc. It's a whole thing. You can check it out on the recording of Friday's Podcast Roundtable. But these are very healthy. Well, not these ones. They're honey roasted. I kind of erased the health part. Hi, I'm Chris from WTF-TFW, the first Aaron over there.
Yes, Aaron Smith from WTF-TFW.
Not the first Aaron, but my Aaron.
Right.
Because there is no first Aaron. We're not all Aaron. There's only two. But they're on equal footing here.
Equal Aarons.
We do the podcast on TFW 2005. If you'd like to check it out, we talk about Transformers as well as other things.
Usually.
Most recently, a lot of Warhammer 40,000. We've gone on tangents about Kamen Rider. I think at one point, at the last one, I talked to Aaron at length while really sleepy about the digestive results of eating a lot of asparagus.
I guess it was a conversation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have a lot of asparagus, you smell asparagus all the time.
Do you even qualify as a Transformers podcast anymore?
Yeah, our logo says a Transformers podcast by Transformers fans. Thanks.
I mean, it is called WTF, so...
Yeah, wonton fruit at Transformers World 2005. It's a 2008 thing. Anyway, over here.
I'm Miguel. I'm also from the Steel City Bots podcast.
And I am Matt from Radio Free Cybertron.
The oldest podcast of us all, as established. On Friday.
Yes, 19 years old, not 20, as DieCast was alluding to on Friday. It started in 1999. It's very simple math.
Our podcast is starting to get dementia. It happens.
It's only 19 years old.
So I'm the... Yeah. They guess what y'all have like to look forward to?
Eric, aren't you 19?
Yeah, I don't have...
Not yet. How long have you been 19 for?
I'm only 19 till next year.
Well, it's a whole year for it to take effect. Don't worry. We all went through it. You know, that teenage dementia.
A teenage onset,
that TOD. You're going to, once you get past Todd, everything's real. That was going to rhyme.
Everything's real.
Bod.
I
don't remember.
Everyone turns into Steve. Everyone is Steve.
From who?
The Viacom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking smack on like another host of yours that wasn't here. I don't know.
That guy. Who's Steve?
Steve, who's not here, the one that no one remembers. What a jerk with his onset dementia. That selfish. Anyway, we've all been through a TFCon, and usually what we tend to do to start things off is kind of like, what was your... there's two main things out of TFCon. The first one is, what was your favorite experience this TFCon? Be it a panel, be it meeting someone, be it like falling down a staircase and no one noticed, so you look real cool. That happened to me once when I was a kid. It's a true story. I got carpet burn on this whole side of my face. I felt, okay, I was trying to walk backwards down a staircase that was carpeted because I was 12. And then I slipped.
Because you were 12.
And I landed on my face, butt skidded. And then I had like a carpet burn all the way down here. I didn't actually, that's the only part that hurt. The rest of me felt fine. I was like, why don't people fall down staircases more often?
You were two-faced.
For a bit, for a whole day.
Oh, wow.
I had ice on my face, and I was like, why? Because I didn't understand the nature of friction, so I was like, why did that leave a burn? We were talking about your favorite TFCon experiences, starting on this table.
Sure. I caught the, I've never been to a con before. I caught the Stephen Keener panel where he's, and he had never been to a con before, and he was just blown away by the people that are enthusiastic about something he did in a relatively small amount, you know, part of his life that he's, you know, it's behind him, but he was brought to tears by the enthusiasm, and that made a big impression on me. And I was really impressed by his answers. He was so thoughtful, and so He's definitely the man. And I live in Missouri, and he lives in Missouri now, and I thought that was really badass.
But now he's going to move.
Good mic move.
No comment.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think my big hit has been the TCG love that, you know, I've gotten to, you know, we had our interview on our show with Druna Losco, and then feeling the hype for it, and then seeing people, you know, Friday night and Saturday evening just opening up whole boxes of cards and getting super rare cards, and
everyone except us getting super rare
cards. I still haven't gotten a super rare card
Aaron,
out of the box.
Can I tell you what I did, by the way?
What did you did, by the way?
I bought a single.
Oh, did you?
It's a super rare Bumblebee. I have more than you now.
Did you get a super rare Bumblebee?
I did.
You bought that as a single, though, not as
a
pack. Okay.
Look, they have sleeves already.
Now I have more than you.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
More super rares. No, I'm not talking volumetrics. Put them back.
No, hold on.
He's whipping out his cards.
So how many packs did you buy? I'm kind of interested in that.
I've opened either 66 or 72 packs. I can't remember.
Wait, what?
I'm at 129 or 30 packs.
It's healthy.
Oh.
Okay,
wow.
Listen. Pal. Those...
Oh, Chris...
Nemesis Prime.
Well, for those of you not up on stage, this is Nemesis Prime, Dark Clone, also super rare, thanks to Yoshi. Thank you, Yoshi.
Now you need a Cosmos. Do you have that's apparently the killer combination, and I'm always saying that because that's what I've heard.
You mean this?
Yeah. That's
Yoshi,
a killer.
I trusted you.
Why?
The correct response.
I have gone all weekend without enough now. And I took it personally.
They were right here. If you wanted a handful of nuts in your mouth, I had them right. This is like three handfuls of nuts.
Anyway, I really enjoyed seeing the community that's already developing around the game. And a lot of people that had maybe bought the starter and were like, I'd really like to know how to play this because the one card thing instructions in there aren't the best. And that's kind of been acknowledged. But so there were plenty of people that were like, yeah, sure, I'll sit here. I've played a lot of games here. You're looking to play? Okay, let's the two of you set up and kind of shepherding people into the CCG. And for the most part, CCG communities are pretty open and inclusive about that stuff, but it was great to see that just insta-gel happening also with my big Transformers fandom. So
can I just pop one in there? I don't know, because a lot of folks from the Q&A took off, but is the person who asked about the TCG in here still? I don't think so. But I wanted to almost cut in, like, that TCG room was small because partly we had no idea if more than maybe 10 people were going to show up wanting to play the TCG. And then like 30 people filled that room.
Yeah, because we started just discussions of like, hey, should we have a space like 3-4 weeks ago? Like when the game just came out and it was a matter of like I've seen people excited about it, but I also follow a lot of Transformers people. So it's, you know, there's that crossover. So I wasn't sure how many would really be excited about it. And then... like, that was definitely after the first time of seeing it, it was straight to the powers that be, just like, dude, can we get a bigger room now? No, not now. Okay, it's a little bit too late for that, but hopefully at future things. Apparently in sunny Los Angeles, when
Los
that
Angeles,
comes around.
Los Angeles, Burbank, California.
Yeah, we'll have...
March 15th to 17th, I believe, yeah.
That's like next month, practically.
Yeah.
It's 12's like, booking a hotel room and air flight when we get back home. But yeah, so seeing just a great community inside the community develop very rapidly and be a good one.
Also,
generally,
we'll
when it's
sure
those weird old insular communities, it rapidly becomes something weird.
Colin mentioned maybe after hours, and I'm going to say, hey, maybe yes, after hours, so that we're not running in conflux to extremely talented panels that might be happening
right
during
now
a TCG panel.
Right. Yeah.
Panel block. You know what I mean? I'm talking about them. Yeah. I'm buttering them up because they're new folks to the convention, and I didn't want to. I gave him a card.
That's right.
Do you want another
the worst
Sergeant
card?
Cup?
Who's the best card then? Is it Nemesis Prime?
Some people say so, but Shockwave can counter a Nemesis Prime pretty hard.
Okay.
And then also, if someone writes up a Nemesis Prime deck, you get yourself some Dinobots scared. Nemesis Prime's like, I didn't know I was mortal until now.
I have no idea how this works. I have no idea.
Aaron and I obviously need to go and learn
get
how
school
to play this game.
Or not.
If you want, there are a series of great videos put up by Hasbro to get you the start on it.
We're supposed to be talking about our favorite experiences here at TFCon, and that's over.
It's cards and talking trash. What?
Just, that was all very heartfelt and complicated. My favorite part was pizza.
I didn't have any this year.
It was actually
really the weekend's not over yet, sir.
I also had lots. Okay, so last time I got in on ordering a pizza, and I had about a quarter of it, and then the next day a friend of mine was like, hey, I think it might have actually been you, Joe. Your leftover Chicago pizza was like half a pizza, and it was a day old, and he was like, this is about 2 hours from turning, and I was really hungry. So I was like, no, I'll eat it. So I had too much Chicago pizza, and I'm still full.
From that one time?
From 2016, yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Really, it would be finally meeting my actual co-host. It's the first time that we've actually met in person, so that was super, super fun. Yeah, shout out to Miguel.
We've never met in person before. Seen each other like on Skype and whatnot when we record.
I was going to say, we know what each other look like.
Yeah, now somebody's dumb rules have separated you again.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, Jeremy.
You should Skype into him right now.
Yeah, hold on. All right.
I mean, you guys are in this country, right? It's not like a huge data thing. I'm not advocating doing something really stupid. I'm just dead. So we've gone through this before with WTF and TFW. Like, it was, I think, BotCon 09. It's the first time, well, Aaron and I knew each other since before then.
Yeah.
But BotCon 09 is, like, I think the first time WTF's crew kind of, like, got together in person to record. And it's a real cool moment, I think, for a podcast that's, like, going on and, like, you go to a relevant convention and you actually record face-to-face. Because no matter how comfortable you are with Skype, there's something lost in the VoIP. And being face-to-face, it's almost like that's the last thing you need to at least, like, solve the riddle of the VoIP, is knowing your cadence in person. You're able to account for that. Riddle in the VoIP also sounds kind of cool and like it's from Warhammer 40,000. So, yeah. That's all I got.
So I think my favorite thing about the con was there's a couple things, and they're all going to tie together, I promise. We've been watching the movie as part of our podcast for a while now, and so it was really cool to see the movie in sort of that Rocky Horror-esque sort of experience last night. And my wife came here with me. She has no connection to the Transformers brand at all and probably thinks it's a little silly, but she's supportive. And whenever she was at that event last night,
she's not here right now.
She took off. She's like, see you later, Dorco.
So supportive, though.
Yeah, very supportive.
This is being reported.
Uh-oh. It clicked with her, and she got it, and it kind of melted her heart. And I think just to go back to, like, this is probably cliche to talk about, but the community is so immediately welcoming. As somebody, I've never been to a con before, never been to this thing, kind of intimidated because it feels like it's tight-knit, but everybody's been so nice. Yeah. And I feel like Transformers people are huggers.
Yeah.
Which I'm cool. I'll hug. I'll hug away.
Well, be glad Charles didn't come.
I'll break your neck. But at any rate, so the community in that moment, and then seeing the movie, and just seeing everybody connect and have a great time at that one singular thing.
I feel like bouncing off that. Just a quick shout out. I mean, this came up during the Q&A, but shouts out to all the con moms and con dads who make it out to shows to support their kids. Because that was my mom when I was a teenager. I wanted to go to BotCon in 2000. And so I was like, you know, 16. And so my mom and I go to BotCon 2000, which was in a real kind of skeevy part of wherever that was, Fort Wayne. Like right by the prison barbecue. And it was really formative, though. And even back then, this kind of community was like, they didn't look at someone's, you know, mom coming with them as like, oh, that's the mom. They were like, oh, cool, you're a mom. You like Transformers? And my mom's like, yeah, I love RC. And so she's the reason I'm into Transformers. She wanted to know what those toys were like, and she just had a kid, so she was like, all right.
So you were the excuse.
I was the excuse for her to buy Ratchet. She was like, that thing looks cool. No, it's for my kid. She was the original, no, it's for my kid.
All right. For me, I think it's just a reconnecting with people I only get to see online, and going out Friday night at Hopra House was an experience.
What?
I still can't hear on my right ear, but that was awesome. I never imagined my TFCon experience would involve seeing Duggar Nut being paddled
on the butt, by the way. It was on the butt with a paddle.
Yeah. And then last night transmissions, we had our Patreon supporters, we lovingly call Donatrions, We treated them to pizza, and we hit some of the parts parties, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Did you guys have a pizza fight? Was there a fight over the nature of pizza?
No.
Okay.
It was
when it gets three large.
Deep dish is a casserole, and everybody knows it.
She's got Okay, whatever.
So, at this point, I mean, other than Vangelis on my right, I almost feel like a TFCon veteran because I've been to quite a number of them. But I still love seeing new panels. It was the first time I saw the Transformers movie with a group of fans, and like you know, Aaron said, the Rocky Horror Picture Show of it was just an amazing experience. Aaron's podcast was an amazing experience because I don't think ever thought that much about the movie than other things he pointed out, and they were actually funny. Like
the Daniel
dying, it was hysterical. And just, you know, interacting with the fans, seeing you guys, I mean, I'm just one of you guys, so it's really cool to meet all you guys and say hi and be up here next to Vangelis and all these other talented people, and I'm looking around going, I'm not that talented, but I'm lucky to be up here.
I refuse to accept that statement. Self-deprecation. Since before, no self-deprecation allowed except for when you do it.
And, you know, everyone telling me about my reviews and that, you know, my cockpit should have went in and it just needs lube is the Fans Toys official statement is it just needs a little lube. And Vangelis, you know, telling me to be careful about Nutmouth. So, but yeah, it's been a great convention, and hopefully when I go home, I can tell my wife how great it was and that I need to jump on the computer and try and book airfare for March.
My wife's
to LA. Yeah.
My wife's birthday is the next week. I'm going to try to finagle a California birthday trip.
Happy birthday. But
I know you love Burbank.
One of my favorite things, like Aaron, Eric, messing up your name now.
Yeah, you
yeah.
said my name wrong.
Yep. Eric mentioned that this is the first time a lot of us met in person, but this was also my first full-on Transformers convention. Like, I'd been to small toy shows before and New York Comic Con, but just seeing the dealer room and just seeing nothing but Transformers was something that was a bit of sensory overload, at least in the beginning. It was something where I was like, I, what do I do? And then immediately the first table I see has a bunch of cheap Henke figures, which is exactly what I wanted to see. So I immediately blew a lot of my money.
That's the dealer room.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So Aaron and Diecast already stole mine, but definitely seeing the 1986 movie, I had never seen it with a group of people before, and I mean, we had a lively crowd. Was anybody in here in that panel? Did anybody watch? Wasn't that great? Just like the overwhelming response, you know, people singing along to the theme song and, you know, hooting and hollering. It was a great time. It really added to the enjoyment of the movie. A movie that I'd seen dozens of times.
I always feel bad because, like, I saw the movie on a big screen with folks who'd worked on it back in 01. It was, I think, the first time they showed it in the theater. And then in 04, it was the first time they showed the widescreen cut in a theater. So I saw both of those, and, like, it's not a bad thing. It's just, like, it's kind of solved that itch for me, like, to this day.
Did you just humble brag about the movie?
I always forget humble bragging is a thing.
I've only ever watched it on a phone screen prior to that, so I was
well, that's
like,
the way to watch movies.
I've only ever watched it all the way through once on a phone screen, and then this screening was the second time I've seen it beginning to end.
Was it different?
I've watched clips, and I know what happens, clearly, like, a bunch, but the only time I ever watched it was, like, years ago as a child on my phone.
Last year as a child.
I had VHS.
Back in the day watching the
I wasn't
movie
gonna
on
say
my phone.
It. I want to know, did you have a moment of, like, coming off of, you know, you see it on your phone on Eclipse, but then seeing it in the big screen, did you have a moment where you're like, I never realized there was a thing over there doing X, Y, or Z? Like,
well, there was plenty of shots that I was like, oh, I didn't realize that that's, like, just how that went. Like, I mean, I knew the general gist of things, but, like, details, it was just like, oh, I didn't know they were there, or, like, you know, characters, that kind of stuff.
Speaking of humble bragging, my favorite thing of this convention was all the panels I got to help participate in. But that's because I like doing panels. I'm a weirdo. Going off that, the other half of a TFCon experience is did you get something cool? Because it's all about getting something cool. So I want to bop over to this side of the table and then swing the other way around. To ask about, like, just basically your big get. Didn't have to even be a toy, just like, or even something you bought, but just your big get.
Well, my big get, I always go straight to Bobby Skullface's table because he has all that great merchandise, the blankets and everything. And I happened to snatch a giant woven Devastator blanket right out of Aaron's clutches.
That was you.
That was me.
This is why we seat everyone in this certain way. Yes?
That's called pulling a Daryl.
Yeah, okay.
I thought pulling a Daryl is bringing 80 comics to get
now
signed.
Now I feel betrayed.
Love you.
I shook a table.
Why? Why did you shake a table?
Because I had a lot of books.
Okay. Table shook. You just dropped them on the table?
Say, why did you drop them?
I thought you meant you walked up to a table and was like, hey, guess what? I'm Daryl.
Listen to transmissions.
I mean, they'll never forget you, right?
I'm proud, Daryl.
Anyway.
I got too much stuff. So, but one of the things that was really nice is I got the More Than Just a Geek Spark. It's a fan art book.
I have that. Yeah.
Fan art book that a bunch of creatives in both North America and Japan collaborated on, and I was able to get Josh Perez to sign it because I've been sort of touring with that book across different conventions. The first convention I took it to was the guys from Trigger, and one of the guys did the cover. The three of them freaked out when I brought it to them.
That's awesome.
So I've been just bringing it to when different artists have it or at conventions so they can get signed, just kind of see what their reactions are to kind of add to the lore of the book.
I was all proud of myself for bringing like 7 comic books with me, and then I realized I have like both T-Beast and not a Geek Spark at home, and I probably should have brought those with me.
Probably.
Oh, man. What about you?
All right. I think I have a good one. So I got one of those mystery boxes from the T-shirt place, and you could pick Autobot or Decepticon.
I think I got a good one.
So, yeah, Stalin Online, or I'm sorry, I don't know the retailer's name, but they made sure to tell me it was all officially licensed merchandise. And I got a really awesome shirt, I got a belt, I got a wallet, I got a keychain, but the one really weird thing that was in there was a licensed from 2017 Transformers cigarette holder.
I saw your photo of that!
And I'm like, how in 2017 did this get by the licensors at Hasbro to be like, yes, cigarette holder, okay.
I thought you were joking in that photo.
No. Okay. The only other thing I could think of is that they thought it was a business card holder, but it's clearly a cigarette holder.
Long business card.
That's one of those things that they say, no, it's for business cards. Wink.
Like down submarine.
Like that's a muscle massager. Wink.
So I think I
don't understand.
You will when you're older.
Okay. I think I'm gonna start collecting like weird licensed stuff. Like so if you see like, you know, those things, the little pocket alcohol things, the flasks. If you see a licensed Hasbro flask, tweet at diecast2 on Twitter and just, you know, show me your any weird merchandise that's licensed, I'm going to start collecting because it was a happy accident and now I'm like, wow, that's so cool.
You got a taste. You got a taste of a greener pasture.
Yeah. This is like the lucky draw of the Transformers licensed merchandise.
They're catering to the of-age fans now.
Who all carry cigarette cases?
I thought it was a business card holder.
It's clearly a cigarette holder. Yeah.
If you want to weigh in on the debate, whether it's a cigarette holder or a business card holder, please tweet to diecast2 on twitter.com.
It's up on my Twitter that you can take a look at that photo if you want, and probably on the TFCon tweets also.
Also, make sure to tweet hashtag CCons before Unicron to him.
Thank you, Eric. That is the official stance of Radio Free Cybertron.
I've been told.
It feels like I'm between mom and dad.
I have two things. One is big in size. One is big because I love the character. The big in size, my co-host Charles, who's not here sadly, happened to get one of the $50 Trypticons from Ollie's for me. And Jimmers from Respect the Prime brought that, and it is a lot bigger than I was expecting.
Yeah. Titan.
Yeah, it doesn't it doesn't fit in the big plastic bin I brought, so yeah, my wife's gonna be very happy.
Turns into a city.
Yeah. The other one is I had commissioned Casey Collar to do a sketch of Scrounge. This is the second in a series I'm getting done. Scrounge is the best character in Transformers. And I got Bob Budiansky to do one a couple years ago, so Casey's was great, and I'm just going to keep that going.
Nice.
I just want to ask where this came from. This is Transformers Valentine's.
That's old.
With light sticks.
Is it really? Okay.
With glow sticks.
It's a new one for the Evergreens?
Yeah, it's got the Evergreens designs.
We have lingo for all this, for all the Valentine graphics we can tell. Is it Evergreen or is it red?
It's Evergreen.
Oh my God.
It's got glow sticks.
Yes.
Yeah, what's the connection with Valentine's and glow sticks?
Because you're...
Raves?
Hey, we're going to go all
you're
night.
You're the light
we're
of my life.
Stick. It's a cockpit lube.
It's licensed.
It's licensed. Hey, licensed glow sticks. That's the important... Cockpit lube?
This is one of the prizes we're giving away.
Can you put that
some
in the cockpit?
Monetary value.
I would like to let you know that this morning I went to Bobby Skullface's table, and I bought a blanket with Devastator on it. But it's very soft. It feels good against your skin. I can tell that everyone in my family is going to love it. It probably is better than what you got.
But it was your second choice. Yeah.
Those cats are probably going to.
I didn't
that
realize
off.
It was my first choice at the time, but it was.
Those cats are definitely going to tear that off.
Yeah, I know they are. But so that was a good purchase. I got those Magic Square little third party guys. Those look like they're a lot of fun. I haven't messed with them yet. I have a Sergeant Cup.
Best card ever.
Playing card.
The greatest card.
And so I think those are my favorite things.
What's his attack level?
I don't know how to read that. Is that the five? That's the five. Okay.
All right.
I'll attack level five.
I spent way, way too much money at this convention, but my favorite thing I got was actually a smaller thing. If you follow me at Eric Rober on Twitter, you will discover I'm the world's number one BISC fan.
Undoubtedly. Second. Do you have the one step?
I have the three step. I need to order the one step now.
Where'd you get the three step?
I know people. No, but I got the Takara BISC finally. So the Takara Warrior class, I'm like so happy, especially because my Warrior class is starting to wear down from how many pictures I take of it and how many things I do.
What kind of camera do you use that wears down a toy?
Nuclear.
terrible phone camera. But yeah, I got another BISC, and that's all that matters. Who cares about the other several $100 figures I bought when I have a lobster transformer named BISC?
A mint BISC is a good transformer get because of how easy it is to be like me and accidentally close the chest hatch on his antenna and nearly sever them because they're made of soft plastic and you're not paying attention. I might need a new BISC.
He has a blue BISC without a head. He completely lost
Thermidor.
His
Thermidor.
Thermidor. Blue BISC. He was the second one.
Eric, tell him how you lost Thermidor's head.
I don't know. I take photographs of BISC and Thermidor. Just constantly, you know, they're polar opposites and everything. And then the one day, Thermidor was just headless. And I was just like... How does that even happen? Like, I wasn't doing something and it popped off and I lost it. No, I just come see them and Thermidor's just missing a head. So I have a headless Thermidor and a Thermidor with a head that I purchased afterwards.
This happened this month?
No, it happened like months ago.
I was going to say, if it happened this month, it'd be spooky.
So, yeah. But BISC is the nice one. Thermidor's the jerk. Maybe he had a Conan. I don't know.
BISC is competitive. He's the gamer. He might have been like, I'm going to take his head so I win. Yes. What, thank you.
What is? Did you say lobster bisque earlier?
Yeah. So there yeah. are
the character's name.
The Bisque. Character's name is Bisque.
And he is a lobster transformer. He's a lobster.
The repaint of it is Thermidor, Thermidor.
Which is also a.
It's a blue bisque.
Okay. I didn't know if we were talking about Transformers or cuisine.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Welcome to the fandom.
Would you like a donut transformer while you're at it?
Yeah, just wait till you see Bot Bot.
There's also a plunger.
I love it.
There's also a toilet paper roll mummy, King Toot, called King Toot, that none of y'all talk about when you start talking about Bot Bots.
And Poosham.
And Poosham, thank you. I like this guy. That's why he's in this table. Our team, Poosham.
I didn't agree to this.
I'd say, to get back on that topic, my get for the convention was Masterpiece Dinobot. It ends up being each time I come to a convention is when I end up picking those up because, through the mail, And there was one dealer that I got it for $280, which is more than what it kind of was at retail, but less than what it's going for now when you look online. So,
really?
Wow. Yeah.
It's a big box to ship.
It is. A bigger box than I thought it was going to be, and I'd like seen the side by side comparisons, and so it's always that thing like, oh yeah, I know that it's bigger than that, and then you see it in real life, you're like, oh wow, yeah, that is bigger. Photos don't lie, huh?
I know what you need to do with that Masterpiece Dinobot. You need to get a Bot-Bot's donut and feed it to Grimlock.
That's disgusting. It's alive!
We've been feeding Headmasters to Trypticon for the last year. How is that any different?
Well, they aren't alive. They just think they are. The donut has a real face with real emotions. Titans Masters have a fake face on their backpack.
Chris, how would you feel if I just went for the pizza head. Instead of the donut?
What do you mean?
There's a pizza Bot-Bot.
Well, I don't care about pizza.
Okay.
So pizza's less adorable, so yeah. It can be eaten.
The pizza's face doesn't call to me, right? Okay. Therefore, it can't possibly be alive. It's expendable. But the donut... Don't mess with the donut.
I'll keep the donut safe. It's okay.
Good.
It's okay.
I'm not much of a collector, but I'm into the humor. So I follow Robots with Coffee on Twitter. Yeah, so I bought the Robots with Coffee coloring book. Got great characters in it like Levelhead and my favorite Naptime. So I'm looking forward to coloring some of these guys in with my crayons when I get home. That's mine. Right. What was that one earlier today? Dumpster Fire.
Yeah. I like that name. That rolls. Yeah. I have a miss and a get. So my miss. I got it in my head today. I kind of wanted to get Transmetal Waspinator because I never really had one. And then I got these two Transmetal 2s I really like back at home, Scourge and Iguanus. Iguanus I wasn't really thinking about, but at the Chosen Prime's older toys table, they had an on-card Iguanus for $10. And everyone else wants like $20-$25 for them. So I thought, oh, when I cycle back around, I'll grab on-card Iguanus. Because Transmetal 2 Beast Wars toys have a lot of chrome. And so the ones I have at home have been open since the 90s. And I think if I try to transport them to Toronto, all the chrome will fall off. So I thought I'll get some on card while I'm here. Do my little lap, get back. I'm like, I'm going to go get that Iguanus. I was away for maybe an hour tops and probably less. 30% of what was on the shelves was gone when I came back. So I just kind of walked up thinking maybe I was at the wrong table. And I was like, so what? I remember you had Beast Wars. What happened? And then the guy's like, oh, yeah, look behind you. I look behind me. And he's like, see those three cardboard boxes at that dealer table? Those used to be all the Beast Wars toys over here. They just rolled up and bought all of them. And I was like, I just got scooped. I've never been scooped that hard before. Not just the toy I wanted, but literally every other one around it, whether or not I wanted them. Scooped as I was taking photos of the last night Megatron's butt over at the 3A booth.
To worthy cause.
It was. I have some good video of it. It's curvy. But so I ended up getting some Waspinators at the Transformers Planet booth. I can't remember what it's called now. But I do have a get. I didn't pay for it. But I was doing a panel, and we kind of hit the end, and it timed really well. I was doing a panel, and I was just killing some time. So I was like, ask me any questions about Transformers, because I know everything. And during that, a friend of mine just walked up, and I like the company Funko. I think they're very smart. I don't really like pop vinyls that much because I think they all look dead in the face. Right. Not like a beautiful donut transformer. Like, Funko Pops aren't people. But I also really like some of the shows that only have a Funko Pop, and I exert enormous amounts of restraint. Like, I want John Wick. I'm not buying the John Wick Funko Pop. I don't need that in my life. But I didn't buy it. This is pushed on me. So, like, it's like if someone, like, had an infection, right? And then it's inside their nose, and they just walk up, and they kind of rest their nose against your ear, and you're like, oh, that's normal, like we usually do. And then they go, and just straight into your head. Right, so anyway, I got a Funko BoJack Horseman that's going to live with me now for the rest of my life. Thanks, Joe. Yeah. Joe's over there. He's dressed up like Red Spider-Man Noir.
What is this?
It's
a TV show.
It's a Netflix series.
I am not going to explain this.
There's a whole lot of explanation to what just net. Everybody has Netflix.
Yeah.
Just watch the first season to decide if it's for you or terminally depressing.
But you have to watch the whole first season. It's important.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it is definitely both. Yeah.
Are you going to get a Funko Protector for that?
No. In fact, when I get home, I am going to tear the box open, and I'm going to eat it. And then I'm going to put BoJack Horseman on my desk. No, it's Mike's. It's private. It's for me.
He has a Transformers flask.
It's just a flask.
How do you know it's not a Transformers flask?
Are we doing Schrodinger because his hand's over where a logo could be?
Yeah.
That's not fair. Also, I want to throw out there, I don't know if they're still in the audience, but some fine folks came up to me and said that they wanted to donate to the cause of nuts, so I was also handed some Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bars, and I appreciate that because I quite like these. We might raffle them off, I'm not sure. Does anyone like peanut bars? Okay, so maybe we'll raffle these off in the name of, you know, charity.
Science.
And not science. This is heart. This is not here. This is here. Anyway.
What do you think made those bars, though? Do you think heart made those bars?
Yes.
Or do you think science made those bars?
I think...
Look on the back of the ingredients list. Are there any science-y words on there?
What defines science-y word? Yeah.
He's having a very hard time reading some of those words. There's a bunch of consonants right next to
it. It's because it's all crumpled up because I had it stuffed in my pocket for this entire... By the way, they're kind of warm. But it was my breast pocket. It was just my chest warmth. It was my heart warmth. There, we brought it around. So we're at the time in the podcast where we might want to do some raffling. We got some fine prizes over here. I've also brought two prizes on behalf of WTF at TFW. We want to do those first or last?
I was thinking to do this one first and then move forward.
Sounds good. So, first we're going to raffle off some Valentines with glow sticks.
Does everyone have a ticket,
by the way? Anyone here missing a ticket? Daryl, go forth.
What are you doing, man?
God, Daryl.
It is time to deploy Daryl. While Daryl's deployed, do we want to walk through what some of the other raffle prizes are?
Yeah, so we have this wonderful Valentine's with glow sticks. We have these spark flowers that Daryl has a friend that made their paper. They look really good. They have little designs on each petal.
A friend.
Yeah, we have the aforementioned nuts. courtesy of Distortion Productions, we have the Constructing Cold EP, which are songs that are inspired by the comics, mostly IDW, plus one about Scrounge, because he's the best character ever.
Attention.
Yeah. He's thirsty.
We have a G1 hot rod, so you don't have to go to Walmart. We did it for you.
Need a bigger cup. Oh, wait. Nope, that's
gone. This was, I believe, you guys. We have Road Trap and Battle Slash. Do you want?
Probably as a pair.
Don't want to torture.
Don't split those up. That would be revolting.
Chris was having psychological issues for a while, only seeing Battle Slash.
I would find one or the other for months, and I was like, who are the complete inhuman monsters?
And the thing is, you could have fixed that problem for somebody else by buying one.
Then I'm part of the problem!
No, because you would have been making it balanced and even.
No, then there'd just
as
be
it
another...
should be.
What if the one who bought... What if it wasn't a complete monster? What if someone who only had $15? Right.
Flywheels will be in one box.
Thank goodness. On behalf of WTFTFW, we got one more. Yeah,
one more. We have also the Transformers Unicron number 0 free comic book day, signed by Sarah Petra Duroche, because she did the cover, and Alex Milne, who did the art, and he also did a little sketch in the, got a little Bumblebee sketch here in the corner. So
may I take the privilege of adding something to the pile? Okay, we'll add Autopod Decepticast art. We've got these cool little buttons as well. Let's see if I can pop this open here. This is
an
really
awesome
tough.
Poster.
As well as a poster of picture of Cup World War II pointing, and I'll get it open eventually.
It's awesome.
Autopod.
Yeah, it's
pretty cool. Can I
add tears? Yeah, they put us to shame with a swag game.
It's a poster of Cup, right?
Yeah.
Whoever wins that also gets this Sergeant Cup trading card.
The best card.
And we'll get the artist to sign it. I don't know where he is, but anyway.
On behalf of WTFGFW, we've got kind of a little starter pack slash offloading of commons for the TCG. It's a whole bunch of common battle cards. A lot of them are staple. There's more than 40, so you can make a deck out of this. And then a whole bunch of common characters featuring Sergeant Cup. As well as Starscream, Optimus Prime, Megatron, Flame War, Dinobots, Loop, Dinobot Slug, Bumblebee, Bombshell, and Autobot Hound.
What about a Cosmos?
He's rare.
That's rare. That's like a $30 card. He's not that giving.
So this is WTF Prize 1. We have a second one. This is an art project. It's going to involve 2 Nature Valley peanut bars and a signed Polaroid of me saying never give up.
That should be the last one.
It says never give up. We had access to a Polaroid camera, and I wanted to know if I could take a photo of myself with it, because when I was a kid, that stuff was too expensive to do dumb stuff like that. But now that I'm an adult and not dumb...
And it's somebody else's film.
It was someone else's film and Polaroid. I did ask
beforehand,
but yeah, anyway, I didn't know what to do with this, so I had a Sharpie with me. Anyway, yeah, here. Never give up.
All right, so do we want to go like down the table and pull one until we get, because we've got about the same number of gifts as we do hosts here.
This will be for the...
Okay, we got, are you guys ready? 397-323. 397.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right.
Woo! Happy Valentine's Day and rave party.
FYI, Valentine's Day is right before TFCon USA 2019, so this could all line up somehow.
All right, so what's our next prize here?
What do you want?
Apparently the one I wanted to give out, or we'll do the CCG stuff since that's kind of my milieu.
What?
Milieu. It's a French word.
I've not heard that word all year, and I'm really excited now.
All right. 397. Everybody's excited because it's all from the same roll. 331. 331.
Yay!
Hey!
What are you going to do?
Is it okay if I do the battle spot? Yeah. So I'll do the Battle Trap.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. The two of them. Battle Slash and Road Trap. 397-329.
Yeah! That's my kid. Woo! So I guess I will take the liberty of doing the Autopod Decepticast stuff. So this is, oh my gosh, sorry. I'm really clumsy today, and always. So this is the poster, and some really cool pins. Okay.
And the cup card.
I couldn't crack into it.
Don't forget the cup card.
Oh, and we'll put the cup card into that as well. That will be 397. 311, one of the worst bands from my era. From Omaha, Nebraska.
That's fantastic.
That's a good poster.
Some awesome people sent me one of those in the mail.
It's a charity podcast.
Yeah.
They all are.
He says he's just here for the Sergeant Cup, really.
Oh, it's over here, actually.
Welcome to a bright future of winning at the TCG.
And if you actually win a game with that one, let us know.
All right. This will be for the Unicron comic. It is 397-312.
That's really weird. We need some extra. Here. Hand me that.
Hey!
Trying to sort this, shuffle this out a little bit more. We got piled and stacked.
Yeah, I almost picked one out of the water.
Like, oh, someone handed it to me. No, that's water again.
Which one are you doing?
I'm going to do the hot rod, because it reminds me of me. But
I agree.
Only better.
It can't move much? Or it's all...
Do you have
five
stickers?
I do.
Okay.
397-307.
That was dramatic.
Ah, the first no go.
Oh.
Should I try again?
Yeah.
397-307.
No. Or just
yes, he attempted to read it again, thinking the results would change.
Yeah. All right, one more time, and they might manifest in the middle of the room.
I can't even read Quintus, so...
Quietus.
You did that one on purpose.
397-279. Hey!
Prize.
The card evangelist.
You can do that one.
All right.
This will be for
and you have to sell that one up too.
This will be for the Respect the Primes EP, and you get pitch on it, right? It's original songs based on IDW.
IDW and One Stars. Marvel.
And One Marvel.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah, this is the one from Scrounge.
It supports cancer charities.
All right. Who wins this? Let's find out. The ticket number is 397-310. 397-310. We got a no-go?
They must have been with 307.
Oh, well, we'll put them together over here where they belong. Next up is 397.
How do you know?
Because I'm psychic. 321. 397-321.
Hey. There you go. Take your ticket.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. You need the tickets.
Yeah, I do. All right. So next up, we have the art project. I believe it was referred to before. Yeah, it'll be quite an experience. I mean, you have to videotape whatever it is that you decide to do with these Nature Valley bars and this signed Polaroid. Never Give Up, Internet Personality Evangelist. Let's see. 397-278.
All right.
I sincerely hope you don't have a peanut allergy.
I was actually hoping
it would. What about almonds? Damn it! Hang on.
What?
Do I have anything else?
Here's your Polaroid.
Do you have any more Sergeant Cup cards? Do I need to get into mine?
He's just taking the photo, so then we won't raffle off the nuts.
I owe you two candy bars.
So then what are we
doing? I was just joking about the peanut allergy thing.
I want nothing to do. Yeah, I have a peanut allergy.
I don't want
allergy.
Your nuts, please.
Does anyone else in here with a ticket also have a peanut allergy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's flowers.
Oh, yeah, we have the flowers.
I thought you said you had a peanut allergy. Well, let's do the flowers.
Three nine seven 314.
Hey! Do you have a flower allergy?
Tough, because it's paper. Take that.
No more rude. All right, well, these were destined for me, I guess. Yes. Does anyone really want these? Well, we'll share. I'll give you one. I'll have one. Seem equitable? Okay. You want me to toss it? Okay. Check it out. We're going to throw something.
This can't go wrong.
It's going to hit the camera.
Like a glove. So, we're about done this panel. I figured we had one more little thing we could talk about because it just popped up. Yeah, a little palate cleanser before we go off and have some food. They just revealed at some other convention. I actually don't remember what it's called. It was called MGM or something. They're going to do Studio Series Constructicons, what combined into Studio Series Devastator.
Revenge of the Fallen.
I'm not even going to. Because I'm all about Age of Extinction, the best live-action Transformers movie.
No, but how long does it take a third-party company to do an upgrade set that is literally just his balls?
No, okay.
It's going to happen,
it will
though.
Be released before the Studio Series toys are.
Crazy Devi did tiny balls for the Tiny Devastator, and that was cute. However, this size, I demand, nay, I am owed, balls that turn into a robot. His name will be Testiculor.
No. That'd be like the
don't
fact.
Try and one.
Are we going to start something?
It'll be a butt bigger.
So I figured we'd get to the part about Devastator's balls later, but I'm just curious how you guys feel. Like, who is down for it? I'm getting some major 09 nostalgia when I was trying like mad to piece together if those things combined, and it turned out they didn't. So they're doing them where they are combining. I'm having the weirdest speculative nostalgia, and personally, I'm down because aside from the way that he was portrayed in the film after he combined, the part where Devastator combined was awesome. And then if you turn the movie off, man, Devastator was fantastic in those movies. I kind of want this thing. It seems really stupid, and I like it. What about you guys? Anyone here getting the hype on for expensive six-figure movie Devastator? Not six figures of money, but six action figures.
Yes.
Movie Devastator. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Oh, yes. I love him.
I mean,
I can't wait to have him.
Oh, anybody that knows me knows I care nothing for any of the live action stuff, so no.
Any
but it's a big colorful combiner
with balls.
It doesn't matter. It's a combiner and I don't want it. That should tell you everything you need to know.
That you have a problem.
Well, let's get
I have many, many problems. Yeah.
Let's get away from the
he
old
has good taste.
Podcasts and go to the younger podcast.
Hey,
surely
hey.
You guys are aside from Diecast, who's clearly, you know, of a higher refined palate.
When the pictures first showed up yesterday of, like, or even this morning of Long Haul and Rampage, I was like, these look deceptively simple. So there has to be something going on. And then today, revealing that, oh, they combined into Devastator. I'm pretty excited to see just where, like, the advancements in engineering are, because, like, the original Revenge of the Fallen one, from what I saw, was not that great of a toy.
It was a butt-simple toy. It was six was it six vehicles?
Vehicles, yeah.
Okay, because technically, the one they're doing in the Studio Series might actually be seven or eight characters. Like, it's hard to tell, because they're doing the what is this thing called? The excavator? You know, the excavator. he's getting a standalone toy, so it might be, like, seven or eight Constructicons. Like, In the live-action movies, amongst the lore that was not in the movies, and there is plenty of it, one of the concepts was the Constructicons are not characters, they are a race of Transformers who all happen to turn into earthen construction vehicles and can combine. This thing could be very large and thick and beefy compared to the older one.
Right, and it'll be interesting. I'm curious how Scavenger, Demolisher, the torso, and Mixmaster, just what size class they'll be.
Like, you can't even tell what is Mixmaster in that thing.
No.
Yeah. And my boy, Big Wheel.
Like, yes.
I'm
oh,
so
yes.
friggin'
oh,
hyped
it's gonna be
for new Big Wheel.
Especially because there's been reports of that the treads on the old one kind of start to, like, either melt the plastic or, like, fall apart.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see what they'll do. I was kind of lukewarm on Studio Series for a little bit and then was like,
maybe I'll start picking them up, and then they showed off all the new stuff, like the new Prime's also something that looks really cool.
Yeah, like friggin' new Cogman after Cogman's the best Titans Return toy.
Right. Well, that's just a repaint, because they need to get it out there, because not a lot of people could get Cogman, but as a podcast...
Aside from how he was like on dead clearance throughout Canada?
We couldn't find him in the U.S.
Oh, that's why everyone told me to buy them.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah, we could not. I actually got mine from Taobao. Which, if you follow Radio Free Shadowtron, you know that I have a Taobao addiction. But yeah, as podcasters, I think the Studio Series thing is, the Devastator in particular, is something that's really interesting because it may be the most expensive combiner we've ever gotten from Hasbro.
It depends, I guess, on whether a leader's involved and how many of them are deluxes, but it could be.
Yeah, and I'm also now thinking that thank God they didn't do this as a Titan class figure, because this could have potentially been our next Titan class figure.
And then I think characters like Mixmaster would have suffered enormously. Big Wheel would have not been Big Wheel. He would have been Little Wheel.
Yep.
He has a name. I forgot what it was. Demolisher?
Demolisher or Scavenger. They depend on which color.
Yeah, it depends on which one.
Depends on which script as well.
Like, no, but I'm like super, super pumped because I was 10 years old whenever this like happened, and I never got a toy. I never ever got a toy of Devastator, so it was always like this thing that I just wanted as a child, and then I know how crappy the original toy of the, Revenge of the Fallen Devastator is, so I was like, I'm not gonna get that, like, that would just ruin my like, hopes and
the white
dreams.
Whale you built in your
head. Yeah, like, the white whale that's in my head.
This is beautiful! This is like me in Fort Max when I was a kid. I never had one. I saw him in the catalog. I built him up in my head as this amazing toy. I was actually quite disappointed when I eventually got one. But, like, so you're in a better position, because now when you build up your white whale, it also is now 2018 and toys are better.
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Like, we were, me, Miguel, Michael, we were all like kind of gathered around the phone whenever the pictures first started going out that there's a Kamaima. We're all just like, how's it getting released? Like, what are the different price points? Are they gonna have robot modes? Like, what is going on? And then we found out, you know, it's gonna actually be the individual figures combining Devastator. So it was exciting to just see that and get this like just nostalgia, in all honesty, to, you know, the first Devastator.
That's
I ever
beautiful. Did. It's my favorite thing that like the cycles that 80s and 90s fans went through is like it happens again and it stacks. You get all these different like layers of entry points. I've been talking a lot about how much I like this fandom with supreme bias, of course, because I've been in it for ages. But like this fandom is so utterly varied, not just down to like people, but like down to just your taste in Transformers, your presence as a demographic in this fandom. Like, in my opinion, there is no demographic that can shout down and nullify another one. Like, we're in such a good, in my opinion, position of, like, this fandom is almost, it's not, you know, untoxic, but it is kind of detoxified, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, the worst of our fandom can't permanently hurt the best of our fandom, I guess is the way to put it. I don't know. I'm real hand-wavy internet hippie about it, but...
that was one of the great things seeing here, like, just in person. So many different people, so many different interests, and it was just amazing.
Yeah. On that lovely note, do you think maybe we should let people get dinner, or do you guys want to say anything else in closing?
I want to get dinner.
Yeah, I like pizza.
I do want to say one thing, since we're talking about the Studio Series. I have to. I'm so excited. They're redoing Prime and Jetfire, and they're going to combine, and I'm really excited to see, since they've gotten away from Revenge of the Falling transformations or difficulty levels, that maybe I'm actually going to be able to combine it.
So I went through combining that toy for the first time in like 8 years last year, and I was discovering all these things that had been like over the course of 8 years chalked up in the TF Wiki as like undocumented transformation step, etc., etc. But there's like 15 of them, and there are all these like little cuts and divots in Jetfire. It turns out match up with cuts and divots on Prime, but none of the instructions ever touched on it. See, I'm looking. The only thing I'm bummed out about is like all the folks who had been hanging on that Revenge of the Fallen stuff as like their toy investment. I'm not bummed. I mean, they have it coming. But that toy is finally good. That thing has held value for so long. It's going to be so fun to watch it finally be humble.
The only I saw thing Jetfire for $65, and I've never seen a Jetfire that cheap until this convention.
Yeah, the only thing I'm concerned about is that it's going to be the Hasbro instructions on it.
That's why we just don't open them.
Yeah.
We wait for the brain trust of people who record themselves. So you have four videos that you can go through, piece together what everyone missed, and put together, because, you know, putting together official video instructions, hiring a producer to do that is out of the question, and I've not been yelling about that for a year and a half. But anyway, I'm hyped about that. The only thing left for Studio Series to do is 07 Megatron. It's not complete until we get 07 Megatron.
Yes.
It's not complete for a long time, in all honesty, with how many movies there are.
For sure, but like, if we're going to talk about, like, if you're going to say Studio Series has actual bread and butter it needs to hit, it's like hit bread, it's hit butter, it's got pickles on the side, the plate's even nice, but there's a huge hole in the middle, nothing about donuts, that is 07 Megatron, who has never had a fully agreed upon palatable toy compared to all the other movie Megatron designs.
Yeah.
He's the white whale now. And he, you know, Megatron, where he's all pointy, he's Hugo Weaving that's not tired yet. His forearms go together in a fusion cannon, and he's like, extinction, and shoots a thing, and Optimus Prime makes funny noises while he bounces off a building. Yeah. Like,
but what about that Dark of the Moon leader class Megatron? Never had a leader class Dark of the Moon Megatron figure, and now it's even going to come with soft goods.
I'm like excited now. I felt bad. Mikey from Moonbase 2 hit me up on Twitter. He's like, "You squealing yet?" And I was like, "With a ceiling," because I thought it was going to be 07 Megatron, and I felt like the most petulant brat while I was typing that. I'm like,
but it was Mikey.
They only made a good toy of a thing I love, but it wasn't the right thing I love. Anyway. I think we can say thanks to everyone for sticking it out with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thanks for coming out to TFCon. Thanks for coming to the podcast panel. Thanks for being wonderful. Thanks for dealing with all of our yelling and our raffle prizes and our peanuts.
Hope to see you in about 5 months, apparently, at TFCon 19.
See you next week at TFCon 19. Hope you all have money for a ticket to L.A. No, it's not a choice. It is mandatory. I hope you got some savings all saved up.
No problem. I live in L.A.
Everyone get this man right now.
We're all sleeping in his house.
He volunteered.
And, take it easy,
we
everybody.
Plug where to find us?
Oh!
Internet.
Plugs, right. We do that. I forgot about that. Over there.
Yeah, catch us at www.autopoddecepticast.com. We're on Apple iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all that stuff. And we have Twitter presence, Facebook presence. Check us out. We're movies 85, 86 minutes long. We just dropped episode 83 today. We've got two episodes left before the movie is completely
we're covering
finished.
The credits.
Yeah.
And then you have to figure out what you're going to do next.
That's right.
No, Aaron's wife will kill him.
Take a vacation. Nah, she'll be fine.
I have one last question about that. So if it doesn't even up, right, into an even minute, are you going to cover also the bit of static at the end of the VHS after the credits?
I think we've tested it out. I think it closes out like pretty much on the button, so we got lucky.
It really was intentional.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to plug us?
Well, I plugged us at the top, so that's your turn.
Yeah, so I'm Aaron on the on the TFW boards at AKSMTH, anywhere pretty much across the internet. Our podcast is WTF at TFW. We're also on iTunes and Zoom. We have a Zoom
link. We're on
link
the Zoom store.
That still theoretically exists.
We
have two Zoom listeners.
We made a point.
We have two confirmed people that have held up Zunes and said it's on this, and we've gone, what?
I have a Zune, and
you could be our third Zune listener.
I'm gonna subscribe because I didn't even know you could subscribe to podcasts on Zune.
Why do you have a Zune?
Because I'm old.
it actually was not a bad piece of hardware. It was bad marketing.
And,
I didn't know we're gonna have a Zune apologist. post-credit on this panel, but I guess here we are.
But yeah, we're on the TFW 2005 boards. We have our own forum. You can talk about each episode and find episodes from 3 years ago and say like, hey, yeah, I hate Wheeljack 2. And you're like, what?
That's the thing. If you do want to message us about a thing we said in an episode, I'm not saying don't message us, but like if you add context to what you're replying to, it helps a ton.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get a message saying, hey, you know, just so you know, it's F. And it's like, that's a reply you get. And you're like, wait, what did I say? That I never talked about the alphabet. Did I talk about fugu fish? Did I talk about fish and chips? Did I talk about France?
It's bot-bots. It's always bot-bots.
But what if this podcast from last year? Is this a time traveler? What's your podcast about?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I was gliding you to a plug.
Oh, well...
But we're working one way to the end. Come on, you sat there and stared at me intently.
All right, so I guess I'll plug... myself and Miguel are on Steel City Bots, which is one of the shows on Nerdy Geek Talk, our network, which, yeah, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Play.
Don't look at me. I don't know where we are.
All the stuff.
On the interwebs.
Yeah, we're on the internet, so you can listen to the podcast anywhere there. So, yeah.
Aaron, Autopod Decepticast, and I think we didn't mention on all the social networks, it's at apoddcast. At apoddcast, which when you look at it literally, it looks like it's saying a podcast. Apoddcast, at apoddcast, and all that stuff.
I'm Jeremy from Transmissions Podcast. You can find us at transmissionspodcast.com. Go to transmissionspodcast.com/subscribe for all of our subscribe links. We are everywhere. We are the number one podcast, or number one Transformers podcast with a Discord and a PlayStation community.
Wait, was that like the number one with a Discord, but none of the other ones, do they?
We kind of have a Discord.
No, that's just what
do you
we
have
use
a PlayStation 4 community?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure WTF Skype. Or that TFW 2005 does.
Well, we claimed it first.
The entire website?
Yes, we are.
We claimed it first.
We have Toy Ark and his
we have 7 million listeners.
We are also the number one podcast that has commissioned a comic cover.
Okay.
So. And we've been featured in USA Today. Daryl has been featured in USA Today.
But he's Canadian!
And that was also the police blotter.
That's some Illuminati stuff right there.
Hey, I'm going to let Melver go.
Okay. So you can find myself and Diecast at tfradio.net. Download the on iTunes and Stitcher,
everywhere.
I believe. Yeah,
everywhere.
And anywhere you can find podcasts, Radio Free Cybertron. You can follow him at Diecast2 on Twitter. You can follow me at Melvar, that's M-E-L-L-L-V-A-R-R on Twitter.
And also check out my reviews on tfradio.net/reviews.
All right. Well, Eric mentioned we're on YouTube and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. He's at Eric Crowbar on Twitter. I'm at Logos Minor on Twitter. And you can follow at Steel City Bots for... pretty much random posts, because we share our podcast on at Nerdy Geek Talk, which kind of gets confusing sometimes.
Yeah. Organization is not my key.
Well, it's the effort, right. Really that matters, right?
I know, right?
It's not the execution.
You'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
One day.
Jeremy's got some tips.
We can get Zeus to do it.
Okay. I'm Chris. I'm also on WTFTFW. The URL, actually, really helpfully, is wtf.tfw2005.com if you want to see our main news feed. I'm twitter.com/vangelis if you want to talk to me on Twitter or see my big wall of noise. And also, I'm on YouTube, and it's Vangelis on YouTube. Surprise, surprise. Also, WTF and TFW, I am planning, I meant to do this weeks ago, but I'm going to do it anyway because my poor subscribers don't suffer enough. I want to start getting highlights out of our shows and put them on YouTube if they're relevant to the news, because it feels like a thing people do. Like, I saw all these videos that were like, teenagers react to bananas. And I was like, well, we're teenagers, basically. So we should have us reacting to Transformers
so that
news.
That would also require you to edit with more, like...
Yeah, expediency. I mean, I'm sure this is all going to be a thing for November, Chris, and I'm sure you can handle it.
Yeah, because July Chris did so well with the 10-year.
Yeah, well, you know what? July Chris is dead.
Yeah.
That's how well he did. And soon I'm going to join him. November Chris will handle everything. Me, I'm October Chris. I just get to enjoy Halloween.
And March Chris has to go to a TFCon.
That jerk. I think we did it now?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think
all right.
Sure.
We did it. Thank go you. Get food.
Woo. Feed!